Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. You can call in and talk about whatever's on your mind. We've been kind of all over the board this evening. We were talking about some of the problems that they were having over at Reddit with their CEOs getting fired and that sort of thing. And this 94-year-old Nazi accountant guy that got convicted recently of accessory, basically because he was an accountant at Auschwitz. And you can call in on those or anything else at 855-450-FREE. But I want to move on. I think there's an interesting story here that I don't know how I feel about this one. This one is one of the things. Everybody's got their soft spots for the government. Here's my soft spot. I like the little packaging, the way that companies have to tell you what's in the food. I like the stuff that they write down there. I want to know the calorie content. I want to know how many carbs and protein and.
You like that false sense of security, do you?
I like it. In some states they have voted that they want it to be mandatory that GMO foods be labeled. Now, I don't believe that GMO foods are necessarily killing us. I believe that they are a huge boon to humans. I believe that they're a good thing generally. They can be used in some bad ways. I don't like there are products that are that can compete very well with Roundup and don't have the same problems that it does. As a result, these GMO, these foods that are designed to, basically you can spray Roundup on them and it doesn't bother them. That means that this stuff's getting into, it can get into people's land, right? Like if I can't have an organic farm that's next to a farm that uses that stuff. So that's as far as I'm concerned, is a property value.
Essentially, as far as I'm concerned, my only problem with genetically modified foods is not a problem with genetically modified foods. It's a problem with the copyright system.
Yeah, same here. I have the same problem.
Like, I have zero issue with genetically modifying organisms in order to make them more survivable so that more people can live because they're not starving and dying in third world countries, because that's where most of these genetically modified organisms go to, is places where the bugs wipe out the crops and the droughts wipe out the crops, and they need crops to survive so that they can eat and not die.
Indeed. So I like, I don't have a particular problem with GMO foods, but I do think that people should be able to know if you want to know some information about your food, you should be able to know that.
Sure.
If I would like to know if I would like to know which foods are GMO and which ones aren't, then I should be able to know that information. And I can tell you that there has been legislation.
There just come to be a day where, like, all the food. Everything's been genetically modified.
Time
to wake up.
People want some non-genetically modified food. I mean, some people want that.
They're delusional.
Whatever. It doesn't really make a difference.
I don't want my bananas to be genetically modified. I want them to be modified by several hundred years of crossbreeding.
Yes, that's exactly what happens.
It's not genetically modified now.
Well, some people are disturbed by this, and that's their right as consumers, and I think that they should have that. However, I can tell you what you do not agree with, Johnson. You do not agree with companies that do genetically modify organisms forcing people by legislation, forcing other companies by legislation to be unable to say, like, GMO free and things that. And that happens too.
Right.
That's the problem with the legal football situation. Mm-hmm. This shouldn't be an issue at all. It should be that companies are free to say GMO free.
Right.
If that's what they are, they should be able to say that. And if they don't say that, then you would just assume that they are GMO.
The problem with that is that, probably in some percentage of cases, they're just lying. GMO-free. We're not, you know, like our stuff doesn't contain any genetically modified organisms except for the, you know, percentage of this particular corn. That
yeah. And that's one of the things is corn is, you know, very prolific and it, you know, crossbreeds all the time. And it's very difficult to keep heritage breeds of corn free from GMOs since there's so much GMO stuff out there.
Right.
Anyway, let me go ahead and read this. This is from the Statesman Journal at statesmanjournal.com. A voter-approved ban on GMO crops in Oregon's Jackson County, which went into effect just a month ago, could be overturned by legislation heading to the U.S. House floor for a vote. The Safe and Affordable Food Labeling Act also could overturn state GMO food labeling laws, such as Vermont's, and could ban bar states and municipalities from enacting any new regulations involving genetically engineered plants for use in food. Jackson County farmer Elise Higley arrived in the nation's capital Tuesday night, shortly after the House Agricultural Committee approved the bill. They approved the bill. By Wednesday afternoon, she had lobbied 14 members of Congress. We're alerting people to the fact that this is a much more than just labeling. There are so many other issues that are wrapped up in this bill, Higley said in a phone interview. We're telling them the story of what we did in Jackson County and why we needed to protect ourselves from genetically engineered crops. Backers of the bill include the National and Oregon Farm Bureaus say it avoids a patchwork of regulations that would impede commerce and raise food prices. Now, I can't imagine how much it raises food prices for you to redesign packaging, especially if they were to, say, you know, bring this in over a period of time, like, you know, within the next, you know, in 1 year, we're going to bring this rule in. But anyway, you're redesigning packaging. Isn't that big of a deal? You know, just popping on a little label that says GMO.
Could do it with a sticker.
Right. Stickers, I can see, would be a bit more. But it just, yeah, I mean, it's not that big of a deal. We're not talking, yes, will it raise food costs? Yes, that will that'll increase overhead, which could, which would put pressure on food prices. However, they may very well just be absorbed. Like, we need to talk about how economics works here, people. The price that it costs to produce something only has some effect on the price that people will buy it at, right? I mean, it costs a lot of money to buy a G6, Gulfstream G6, and I've never bought one. So therefore, you know, changing the price of it up and down by $100,000 isn't going to change anything on that for me.
Right.
Changing the loaf of bread price by a penny or a nickel isn't going to change anything. Anyhow, going on here. The broad picture is really is GE foods safe or is it not genetically engineered? It seems patently clear to farmers I represent that it clearly is, says Barry Bruscio, president of the Oregon Farm Bureau. Yet, I have found yet to find an actual science body that says that they aren't safe. Okay, Barry, the broad picture isn't whether or not genetically engineered foods are safe or not. The broad picture is whether or not people can democratically choose in a given geographic area to force people to label their food in a certain way and prevent people from forcing them, other companies from not labeling their food in a particular way. That, to me, is what the issue is here. Now, I would like to see this left up to the market completely, but both sides are at fault in this one. This isn't a story of heroes and villains. This is a story of villains, as far as I'm concerned. And I do have to say I have a certain soft spot in my heart for people who want to see better labeling on food. Yeah, I get that genetically modified food isn't that important to me. It's not. But I do understand that there is food labeling that's important to me, and so therefore I guess I'm more in the corner of the people that want to vote to require the labeling than the ones that want to prevent other people from labeling their food as not genetically modified.
I don't know. I'm kind of not in either one of their corner. You know, let the food manufacturers label the food how they want to.
Food manufacturers, so for instance, trans fats. Trans fats have been shown sort of by science to not be very good for you.
Have you seen the video by Domino's Pizza about what would happen if the labeling requirements went into effect to their menu?
I don't know what the labeling
is. It's extremely good video.
Okay, so
the labeling requirements on menus, like to have to put the calorie and the nutrition information on all the menus.
I'm different. When it comes to fast food, you're getting what you pay for there. I mean, if you don't think you're getting genetically modified food when you buy something from Domino's, you're a fool. I'm talking about things that you buy in the grocery store. I think people that are more health conscious are more interested in stuff coming from there. But I get where you're coming from. I'd like to talk to you about it more. And you can call us at 855-450-3733. Tell me how I'm wrong. 855-453. Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to purse.freetalklive.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to purse.freetalklive.com right now and get signed up and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 25% off of everything on Amazon through purse.freetalklive.com. It's purse.freetalklive.com.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
¶¶
855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. You can call in and talk about whatever's on your mind in this live edition of Free Talk Live. It's Mark with you.
You know, King Mark.
Yes, yes.
Do you remember?
Johnson the Vigilant.
Way back in the day, I had this thought strike me. You know, there was a time in radio a long, long time ago that I also went by a title of nobility.
What was that?
I'm wondering if you remember when I used to be the Lord.
No.
The Lord of Filth. was my radio name for a considerable amount of time, like 15 years ago.
I don't remember.
So I suppose I could answer as Lord Johnson.
Is that when you were doing the show The Taste of the Goods?
Yes, that's correct. Actually, yep.
And that was, it A Taste of the Goods or The Taste of the Goods?
It was just Taste of the Goods.
Taste of the Goods.
Yeah, it was a long, long time.
No idea what that means.
It's anyway. Just a variety show, you know? Yeah. It's a taste of the goods. You get a sampling.
You can protect yourself online. Your internet service provider is likely saving your surfing history. Your criminals are sniffing your Wi-Fi packets. Governments and corporations are limiting what you can see on the internet. Not to mention that the NSA is sweeping up your metadata, irregular data too, from the most recent release. ProXPN can solve all of that. You just download an app for Windows, Mac, iOS, or Android, even Linux. You go through the easy setup and just get connected to the internet, and you're protected from all that. No more prying, no more spying. One account works for all your devices. You don't have to have a separate account for each device. You go to proxpn.com/FTL, and you'll get 50% off the regular monthly price when you buy with an annual account with our code. It's FTL50. So that's like $5 a month for the annual account. That's for the lifetime of the account, no matter which premium account you go with. So it doesn't change after a year or something like that. It just stays the same price. With the premium account, you get unlimited bandwidth with servers all around the world to access, the ability to privately torrent, and, you know, that's important if you're getting, entertainment on the internet. You can get past regionally blocked websites, and ProXPN doesn't keep records of your online habits. You get all that with a risk-free 7-day money-back guarantee. Go to proxpn.com/FTL. Use promo code FTL50 for a great discount on privacy that is priceless. So I'm reading this story from the Statesman Journal at statesmanjournal.com about this law that apparently has made it out of committee in the Washington, D.C., and it would essentially disallow states and municipalities. So Vermont and some counties and cities have made it so that GMO foods have to label people that, whatever manufacturers that make GMO stuff out of GMO foods have to label it GMO. And by the way, it has also been, this big agra has has made it so that some companies can't label their food GMO free. So this is sort of an important battle. My heart is on the side of the people who want better labeling here. I don't particularly like the idea of using the legislature to do it, but this is where my soft spot is. It's one of my soft spots for sort of the government is, kind of nice. I like more information rather than less. So going on here with the article. It doesn't relate to what it allows farmers to grow or not grow, says Claire Parker, spokeswoman for the Coalition for Safe Affordable Food and an industry group. The bill would have to address planting, cultivation, and harvesting activities. Opponents calling the legislation the Deny Americans the Right to Know or DARK Act say state and local governments are filling a regulatory gap left by federal inaction. They say people deserve to know what's in their food and how it's grown. I think that people deserve if they want to know. And the evidence is most people don't want to know. But there's by no means should any of these companies be disallowing a company from saying GMO-free. At a time when Americans, farmers, and consumers alike are seeking greater diversity and individual control in their food choices, this bill smashes those rights, says Colin O'Neill, Government Affairs Director for the Center for Food Safety. And, I don't know, Johnson, what do you think?
I want I don't know. I'm torn because it's like I don't really support either labeling requirement. I'd like to see more labels happen, but I think it's ultimately my feeling is it's ultimately up to the companies. I know we'd kind of disagree on that, but I don't think that there should be force on either side of the issue. You know, well,
up to the company in the sense. I think it's up to the. It should be up to the company ultimately, but I think that in a freer market, in a free market in this area, you would actually have the problem would already be solved because
sure.
People would have, manufacturers.
It'd be like some sort of web. Well, I'm surprised it hasn't solved already. I'm sure. I'm surprised there isn't like a website that people can go to and say, "Is this food GMO?"
There probably is, but I don't think it should be on the website. I think a manufacturer should be able
sure.
to put
GMO free. Right on the label. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Manufacturers should absolutely be able to put GMO free on their labels.
And this is what happens when you use the power of the state to right. get what you want. This big agra. This big agra basically has used the power of the state to disallow
right.
Companies from saying GMO-free, thus making everything look the same.
Right.
And, I think it's wrong.
Right. I agree. And it's not like the same kind of situation where it's like certain companies, like the FDA prevents certain companies from making medical claims on products where they say, like, this will cure cancer.
Right.
Like, you can't say that. Because
take these pills, it will cure cancer.
Like, that's not the same as saying, like, GMO-free.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not the same thing. I mean, I can understand, like, labeling requirements. I kind of get it on the FDA thing where it's like, don't make claims that aren't true or aren't proven to be true on your product. You know, may cure cancer. Or it's like, okay, what evidence do you have for that? You know, like,
there's sometimes studies out there that, will say that this thing sort of makes it less likely you're going to get cancer and
right.
that thing.
That's not the same as a cure.
It's not a cure. It's not a cure.
You know, and it's not even the same as a may cure. It's not, still not that either. To a certain extent, I can understand that kind of labeling requirement, but, like, with the food stuff, it's, like, GMO-free. It's a fact, if it is a fact, if they're not lying. I mean, I can understand saying you can't say you're GMO-free if you're not 100% completely free of genetically modified organisms.
Going on from the Statesman's Journal, they say that the legislation certainly would apply to crops and even could lift regulations around invasive species. The bill's language is written so broadly that lawyers we've spoken to say it would preempt state and local governments from putting in place regulations on the production of GMO crops, says Mary Ellen Kusin, senior policy analyst at the Environmental Working Group. The bill would create a voluntary program. Sounds terrible. Delegated to states to certify non-GMO food. It also proposes a voluntary program for companies that choose to disclose genetically modified ingredients. Voluntary program, okay? It would create a definition. By the way, if they have to create a program that allows companies right. to choose to disclose genetically modified ingredients, that means that they weren't allowing that before. It would create a definition for the term natural, one that includes genetically modified ingredients. Well, I don't know. Natural's a funny label that gets thrown around.
Yeah.
I think it gets abused. Your thoughts, 855.
Sort of like organic, another label that's
organic,
really questionable.
Defined. But anyway, yeah, clearly it's made of carbon. 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet. Or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com, the future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
Did you know some countries are now banning GMO foods? It's true. That's why for quality storable foods, you need ready-made resources. For over 19 years, we've become the name you can trust for thousands of products, like Numana Healthy Food Storage. All Numana storable foods are non-GMO, non-soy, and gluten-free available. Call 800-627-3809 or click readymaderesources.com. Ready-made resources. We don't just sell the products, we live it.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
In the U.S. alone, a home invasion occurs every 13 seconds. On top of that, the average response time for 911 is over 15 minutes. That just won't cut it. Don't allow yourself or the important people in your life to be victims. When seconds matter, don't be caught stumbling for your firearm. Get the protection you deserve. Get yourself a hidden holster from HiddenHolster.com. It's the original hidden holster. The hidden holster is quick, easy, and convenient. It's versatile enough for the home, workplace, or virtually anywhere else you might need it. Have peace of mind with your firearm close by at all times. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. If you own a firearm, you need a hidden holster. Your protection matters, and self-defense is the best defense. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. The original hidden holster.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can call in, talk about whatever you want. The number's 855-450-FREE. It's 855-450-3733. I want to apologize to people who called in earlier in the show. I had a computer issue here and basically needed to refresh the software that allows me to see who's calling. And, you know, it wasn't anything personal. I just didn't know what the hell I'm doing. So sorry about that. The number is, again, 855-450-FREE to call in, and I've got things fixed now, so there you go. You can get news on Free Talk Live by going to news.freetalklive.com. That's the best place to sign up for our email update. Also, we have you know, links there for our Twitter and Facebook and all that stuff. So get on our email account, email list, because we just send out information like the new stations we've added and awards we've won, stuff like that. If you like Free Talk Live, it's a good place to be. News.freetalklive.com. Let's go to Kaylin calling in from San Diego, listening online. Kaylin, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Not much. The first thing, I'll get something out of the way. I think I was one of the people Skyping you earlier. So just to let you know, I'm not offended, not a big deal. I'm persistent stuff, so I called in. But the one thing I was wondering, I was listening to your show last night, and you guys were talking about Liberland.
Liberland, yes.
Yeah, as time goes on, this story is becoming more and more interesting and more, I'd almost say, dramatic and exciting as time goes on.
I was really skeptical of Liberland early on. I was like, whatever, this is nonsense. But as it's gone on, I've gotten more on board.
Yeah, you know,
how's that seasteading coming along?
Not as well as I'd hoped.
I'm skeptical of all these things, and I remain skeptical.
Right, but I mean, the Sleeperland thing is kind of interesting because it sounds like they might be able to start from scratch. So I kind of one idea that I was kind of thinking of is, and I think this is, you know, maybe a Hail Mary, but, you know, Ian is definitely as far, you know, he's pretty advanced when it comes to the activism sort of thing, and it sounds like he's very intrigued by it. Would it be even technologically, well, I don't know if I should say technologically, would it be possible, like, if we set up a GoFundMe page to try to send him over there, do you think he'd be game? Like, would you guys be able to survive technologically without him, you know, for like a week or two? Because last time he was...
For a week or two? Yeah, we could live without him. We could live without him for a week or two.
Oh, I thought you were suggesting permanently.
Oh, no. I mean, you never know. He might go over there, and he might have more fun over there than where he's at now. But you never know, right?
Yeah, I mean,
if we were to just hint and suggest that it was permanently, there's probably a group of people here that would donate.
So Liberland has offices near Liberland. The country has offices near Liberland, the land, and. You know, a GoFundMe that basically paid for some plane tickets to send Free Talk Live over there, I would begin advocating very heavily with Ian to basically take the show on the road to Liberland and see what's going on. I would really like to see what's happening there.
You should swing by Cameroon while you're over there.
It's not exactly on the way.
Well, it's not, I mean, closer than you've ever been.
I can't imagine what plane tickets are from, you know, whatever the major airport hubs are to Cameroon. But, you know, nonetheless, I looked at it briefly, and I think plane tickets basically to get over to the Liberland area, fly into OCF Airport, something like $1,500. And then,
Liberland is right on the border of Syria, right?
What? Liberland is on the border of Serbia.
Serbia, oh. I'm not really paying attention to the Liberland thing. That's how skeptical I am.
We're not going to send Johnson. He'll end up in the wrong place.
No.
You're not going to send Johnson. He doesn't care.
Right.
But, I can tell you that, part of the issue is it's money. So, I mean, if somebody wanted to do something like that, I am game. I am very interested in what's going on over there. And, I think that the activists that are going from Serbia to Liberland, a piece of property that Croatia doesn't claim, and being arrested by Croatia. Now consider, they at no point cross into the land that Serbia claims. This is really important. States or organizations that claim a monopoly privilege and the use of violence in a given landmass. So lines on maps really matter when you're talking about governments. It's called jurisdiction. They go out of their jurisdiction, out of their claimed jurisdiction, and they arrest people and drag them into their jurisdiction. This is, as far as I'm concerned, a war crime. And I would be willing to, at the same time, I would be willing to cross from Serbia into Liberland.
Yeah, no, I agree. I mean, you know what? I think I'm going to send you guys an email in the next few days. Hopefully you guys can talk it over and maybe we'll try to push this forward a little bit.
You never know. It's I guess you have the email addresses for our accounts. It's mark@freetalklive.com, ian@freetalklive.com.
Perfect. Thanks, guys. Have fun.
Appreciate it. 855 450 free. Do you think it's of any value for Free Talk Live to head on over to Liberland? Do you think it's not of value for Free Talk Live to head over to Liberland? That might be even a more important question. So there you go. As I understand it, you don't even have to have a boat to cross from Serbia to Liberland. You don't actually even have to have a boat. So
Serbia is a lot farther away from Cameroon than Syria is.
I still don't think they're close. It's not
geography.
It's not like the United States where, you know, they have all these flights from one place to another. Probably all the flights from Africa are heading to a couple of airports in Europe.
Right.
You know, places like Frankfurt, Paris, London, and that's it. Probably.
Right.
Probably even, I don't know how many, but that's probably being optimistic. And so, basically you have to fly to London and then go back, and it's going to be extraordinarily expensive. Love to see Akko, but as I understand, Akko... our Cameroony listener, the one that's called in. And the reason that I imagine we don't get more calls is he has to get on a bus and drive 45 minutes and be on, you know, ride 45 minutes to just to make a call. I mean, they don't have internet in his region. He's one of our satellite listeners. You can go to find that at listen.freetalklive.com. It's a free to air satellite, and that's really big in Africa. So it's great that we have our network LRN.FM on the satellite there.
Well, if you were to attempt to drive from Serbia to Cameroon, you would have to drive through Syria.
That much is true.
Well, actually, there are several different routes, but if you were to take the one that takes you through, you know, Syria, Turkey, Iraq, Saudi Arabia, Egypt.
What is the what's the story you have that you wanted to share?
I wanted to talk about this girl who has decided to sue the
Selective Service.
Yeah, the Selective Service System. This article is from the Foundation for Economic Education.
Fee.org.
Fee.org, which is a great website. A recent lawsuit filed by a teenage girl in New Jersey in conjunction with her mother challenges the constitutionality of mail-only draft registration, arguing that it violates the Constitution because it discriminates on the basis of sex. A New Jersey teenage
It does.
Yes, it certainly does. A New Jersey teenage girl has brought a federal class action lawsuit. It's class action, that's interesting, against the Selective Service System, claiming its refusal to consider women for the draft is discriminatory.
Well, there is no draft. There is no draft, but the Selective Service is this sort of vestigial arm of the government I suppose they could bring the draft back at any time. Yeah. But the Selective Service should be disbanded. If there's not going to be a draft, and I don't see any particularly good reason for one, they should do away with this.
Yes, they should.
I mean, the draft stopped when I was a kid. Mm-hmm. I was a child. We're talking about 40 years ago. If there's anybody getting paid to run the Selective Service, and somebody must be, that money is being wasted.
Yeah, well, unfortunately, the way the argument is being made, it says, with both males and females available for such roles today, the two sexes are now similarly suited for draft registration purposes, and there is no legitimate reason for the government to discriminate against the female class. So equal protection applies, the complaint states. Further, with both males and females available for such combat roles, there is no reasonable basis for infringing the associational interests of the female class by preventing them from registering.
Boy, that sounds like a bunch of hooey. All right. I would say that mostly I just think it should be gotten rid of. I don't want equal slavery because that's what the draft is. Conscription is slavery. You're forcing people that wouldn't otherwise work for you to work for you. What are your thoughts? 855-450-3733. You think they should bring back the draft? 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live.
I'm Steve Sitkowski, a former Wall Street insider. I'm holding a book that will show you investing strategies which could help you earn the kind of money you've always dreamed about. And right now, I'm giving this book away for free. So who needs to read it? If you're in the middle of your career and worry you'll never have enough money to retire, you need to read this book. If you're already retired and your income isn't enough, you need to read this book. And if you don't want to be selling burgers at 80, you need to read this free book. It includes the strategy I use to make a 72% profit on a trade where the stock only moved 12%. You'll need at least $1 million to ever fully retire. If you're behind on that goal, you really need to read Trade Like the Pros. And you can for free by calling 1-800-944-5836. Skeptical that it will deliver results? It's a free book, so what do you have to lose? Find out how at 1-800-944-5836. 1-800-944-5836.
All right, so suddenly Walmart, eBay, Amazon, everybody wants to ban the rebel flag. Well, the rebel flag is an important part of American history. The rebel flag is still a long-standing symbol of Southern pride and Southern heritage. So if the big retailers want to play in the political correctness and try to deny the history of America, let them. Go to ourflags.com. That's R like rebel, R, the letter R. Ourflags.com. Get your rebel flag before they actually do outlaw the things, huh? Ourflags.com. That's ourflags.com. Go now.
We are a survival company. We manufacture our own line of Level 3 and Level 3A body armor. We proudly make our armor 100% in America. We have the best prices in the nation, about $125 cheaper than our nearest competitor. All lab certified. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3. We are Fortress Survival LLC. .com.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendivite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live. I think we can squeeze you in here if you give us a call at 855-453, quite possible, or lrn.fm on Skype. That's 855-453.
Especially if you're a lady that wants to be drafted.
Right. That would be very interesting. That's what we're talking about here. Real quick, there's no show out there, no radio program out there like Free Talk Live. We're on 150 radio stations across the country. We bring a message of liberty as opposed to sort of Democrat or Republican talk. And that's unusual. If you believe in the ideas of liberty and you want to have those ideas spread, Free Talk Live, I believe, is the single best use of your pro-liberty dollar. If you want to spread the ideas of liberty, please consider the AMP program at amp.freetalklive.com. We do not use that money for paychecks. That is not going to, pay for pig food at my house for all my animals. It's simply going to advertise, market, and promote Free Talk Live and get us on more radio stations and get us seen by more program directors and heard by more ears through podcasts. It's, again, amp.freetalklive.com. So there's a young lady who has decided to sue the Selective Service, her and her mother, by the way, and for gender equality. She wants to be registered for the Selective Service just like everybody.
Yep. And noting that she will turn 18 this year, EKL, as she is named in the complaint, says she attempted to register for the draft on the website of the Selective Service by filling out the online form. Once she clicked female during the online registration process, however, the website prevented her from registering. EKL and her mother call it undisputed that the Military Selective Service Act creates a sex race-based difference.
Yeah, it does.
Banning women from the pool of potential recruits is not rational given the role females currently play within the military, according to the complaint. If the two sexes can fight and die together, they can register together. If not, then no one should have to register, the complaint states. Oh, good.
Here.
They're going the good way.
I don't think anybody should have to register at all.
Yep. More information about the lawsuit is available in this article. Well, that's silly. I predicted that such a case would arise back in early 2013, this is the author now chiming in,
yep.
When the Pentagon made women eligible to serve in nearly all combat roles, though I expected it to be brought by men forced to register for selective service rather than by women excluded from doing so.
It's an interesting way to take it.
It sure is.
You know, I mean, you know, for whatever reason, men haven't done that. A lot of men are refusing to register for selective service, but there's drawbacks for doing that.
Yeah.
You know, it can affect your driver's license, eligibility for college, tuition, help, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. The Supreme Court previously upheld the constitutionality of male-only draft registration in the 1981 case of Rosker versus Goldberg. However, as I also pointed out in that post, that ruling was partly based on the theory that women would not be as valuable draftees as men in an era when the armed forces excluded women from most combat positions.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, that logic is no longer valid. I also noted, for other reasons, why the court might overrule or at least severely limit Rosker if the issue came before it today. Lower courts applying Rosker could therefore still conclude that male-only draft registration is constitutional, though Rosker is ambiguous enough on the amount of deference due to federal government that the issue is not a slam dunk. If the issue gets to the Supreme Court, however, I'm far from certain that Rosker wouldn't be overruled or severely limited. As compared with the 1981, the idea of women serving in combat is far more widely accepted by both elite and public opinion. And sex discrimination...
Yeah, things change.
Yeah.
This is sort of the argument between, you know, why the Supreme Court said that at one point separate but equal, I think it's Plessy versus Ferguson, was okay, and then Brown versus Topeka or whatever. I'm not a lawyer. If I've got this wrong, I apologize.
Right.
Said that that separate but was not equal. Separate but equal was not, in fact, equal.
Right.
So, there you go.
Well, it says, and sex discrimination in draft registration is likely to seem like an outdated relic of the days when women were barred from numerous positions in the military. If the Pentagon sticks to its new policy on women in combat, I think it's likely that some male plaintiff will bring a new challenge to the Selective Service Registration System, and that the plaintiff will have a good chance of succeeding. Like most other constitutional law scholars, I think that Rosker was a dubious decision and would not shed many tears if it were overruled.
Well, I think it's going to be an interesting case, and we're going to follow it here on Free Talk Live. Let's go to, I think it's Teresa calling in from Mexico. Teresa, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, you're on Free Talk Live. Teresa?
And I am a Spanish-born American.
I'm sorry, what is it?
I'm a Spanish-born American. I'm from Spain, originally from Spain.
Okay.
I was born in America.
All right.
Okay. I just had a question. You were talking earlier. I didn't get the whole story, but you were talking about GMO foods and how they're not really affecting your health or, you know, how they're different in, I guess, normal food. Processed foods, or
well, I would say that what I have not seen convincing science that says that GMO foods are particularly dangerous. I've heard a lot of people make a lot of claims, but those claims tend to take one to sort of crackpot websites.
Right. And I'll go ahead and claim that they're saving millions of lives in third world countries.
I'd be willing to expect that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay,
the whole point of GMO foods in most of these places is so that they can survive, you know, infestations, and they can survive droughts, and they can survive basically a lot more harsh conditions than are present here, where we have, you know, agricultural, you know, machine-driven farming.
Yeah, that's true, but I mean, that's in third world countries. I'm sorry, I have a cold and an allergy, so my...
That's fine.
Okay, so here in America, I mean, how long have they been manufacturing GMO foods, or... You know, I don't really know exactly what that means, but, you know.
I don't know. I've only heard about them over the, like, the last 10 years or something like that. There's sort of a distinction between GMO foods and then foods that have been altered through selection. But, yeah, I guess they probably had been longer than that. I guess probably about the 80s is when it started.
I mean, the amount that we've altered food through selection is massive.
Oh,
look at the banana. You know, look at
milk.
You know, look at corn. Look at you. Look at the old versions of these foods.
But there's really a difference there.
There is a difference.
Farmer, so I know. You know, we grew our own food and we butchered our own animals, like pigs, and you know, we had cow milk, we had cows. Mm-hmm. So everything was produced by my family. But you know, like my dad didn't die of cancer, and my mother didn't die of cancer, so. I mean, I don't know. I think, overall, I think, you know, I don't know if GMO foods are healthy or not, but to me, personally, I don't think they are. I mean, and I don't know, who knows, you know, where, how the meat is produced, you know, from farms or wherever they grow them, like the eggs from the chickens.
Well, what do you think about the government stepping in and forcing companies to either label their foods as GMO or allowing these other companies, these other giant corporations, forcing these companies to not label their goods as GMO-free?
I don't know. I wouldn't go with the government. I don't think I would side with the government. So,
yeah,
I don't know.
That's kind of where we're coming down on this one. I tend to believe that GMO foods that they're relatively a good thing for humans. Now, in my life, we tend to buy foods that are organic and those sorts of things.
We're kind of wealthy. I mean, we here in this country, we're able to buy organic, GMO-free foods. In certain places, they're like, hey, it's food.
If the choice is between starvation and GMO food, I'm taking the GMO food.
But I'm going to take it quickly. I'm definitely on the support
rich.
That the... Yeah, I'm
not
rich.
We're talking
rich
about relatively compared to other worlds.
You know,
other places
like, they say like the poor in America is like I only have two color TVs.
Yeah.
You know, it's that level of poor here. You know, people can afford to buy good food if they really want to. The thing is though, this food should be able to people should be able to make the decision on their own. If a company wants to label it GMO free, let them label it GMO free. A company should be responsible and label their food if it does contain GMOs. And
right.
I think if people were able to decide that, then I think that the market could have effect on these companies rather than the government stepping in and doing it. If people were able to point out and say, hey, this company lies about what's in their food, people would stop buying it.
Right.
Sort of like, you know,
but
people
don't you think they'd lie anyway?
Then they'd go out of business. Sometimes that happens to companies.
I think you should be able to be sued for fraud. Thank you for the call, Teresa. I appreciate it. We're all out of time here. I've given them the number. Check out Free Talk Live, our Facebook page.
You can call 7 nights a week.
Facebook.freetalklive.com. You can always call 7 nights a week. If you don't like what we said just in the last few minutes, call us in 7.
If worst comes to worst, will you be prepared? You don't have to be a survivalist to prepare for the unexpected. Storing necessary supplies like food, water, and emergency equipment is simply taking responsibility for ourselves and our families when it counts the most. StrategicShelters.com offers emergency supplies and a secure way to store them and provides protection for loved ones in the event of an extreme natural or man-made disaster. To find out more, visit StrategicShelters.com.
This is Shaquille O'Neal.
And the Shaquettes.
Reminding you that anytime,
anytime
is a good time.
Good time.
For the cooling, drying, fresh scent of Gold Bond Powder Spray. Like after the gym.
Or a crowded elevator ride.
Or golf.
Or working with farm animals.
Or a hard day's work.
Like sports casting.
You said it, ladies. Stay cool with Gold Bond Powder Spray.
Stay cool with Gold Bond.
Ha ha.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, two of our top priorities are providing quality food at a reasonable price and protecting your security. When you call 800-720- Ask for your personal information, like how much food you have stored or where you keep it. We'll also never store your credit card information and email address on a computer. Your email address will never be shared or sold. We'll never limit the number of boxes you can purchase. We'll never use outside packers or use relabeled food from another company. Our meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and everything is packed with oxygen absorbers and Mylar pouches under our direct supervision at our plant in Oregon. Oregon Trail Foods and 38foodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from their producers in Oregon and then passing the savings on to you. Call 800-700-2184 and purchase our 30-day 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit our website, 30dayfoodsupply.com, or call 800-700-2184. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com at 800-700-2184.